This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
USDA's recent decision to keep low-fat flavored milk in schools, our topic today on Dairy Radio Now. And joining us, Michaela Hanselman, Director of Regulatory Affairs, leading the National Milk Producer Federation's regulatory-focused efforts on nutrition and public health, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and milk in schools. Michaela, this has been going on for quite a few years now, talking about low-fat flavored milk in schools. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, so in very exciting news, USDA put out their final school nutrition standards rule, which has kind of brought the 12-year process we've been in to try to get 1% flavors back into school meals to a close. So the rule solidifies 1% flavored milk for all grades to be served in school meals.
The whole goal is to try to get kids to drink more milk. What is the overall preferred choice for kids these days in the school lunch program?
It's been shown that kids do tend to prefer to have the flavored milk options. And the dairy industry has done a really good job reducing the amount of added sugar in our flavored milk so that we also meet the product-specific cap that was included in this rule as well, which is 10 grams of added sugar per 8 ounces of milk, of flavored milk. So when they choose that flavored milk, they're still getting the nutritional benefits of milk with only a small amount of added sugars.
And maintaining proper levels of sodium, also a big issue in this as well, right?
Yep. So the sodium issue was one that I think we came to a happy medium on. So in the final rule, the sodium levels that they have put in place will be what was in the 2012 rule as their target two. So that was what they had set up as like the intermediate step, and that's now being the final step. So there would be sodium limits will fall by 15% for lunch and 10% for breakfast by this 2027-28 school year.
Representatives Joe Courtney of Connecticut and G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, a name that we're familiar with, really a proponent of this, huh?
Yep, and I know GT's a big supporter of getting whole milk back in schools, which we are definitely still going to keep working on that to try to push to get whole milk back in school meals and in the dietary guidelines for it to be recommended. But getting 1% flavored is a small step in the right direction.
Well, thank you for the time and update today. Michaela Hanselman, Director of Regulatory Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more at nmpf.org.